City's News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. This is TCNT Movie Talk. We're going to talk about movies that are in theaters this week, DVD and Blu-ray releases this week, movies that came out this week 10 years ago, movies that came out this week 20 years ago, and whatever else we feel like talking about. We've got John Justice.
Hi.
Nick Zerwas.
What's happening?
Comedian Brian Miller.
That's me.
Drew Lee.
Hey, hey.
Let's talk about some movies, you guys.
So, I'm too busy eating a donut.
I'm sorry, should we wait?
Just carry on without me.
So this week we've got Blade Runner 2049, My Little Pony, and The Mountain Between Us.
Mountain Between Us actually was pretty interesting.
And John already saw Blade Runner.
Yeah, I went last night.
Jealous.
It is a fantastic movie. It really is. It is a masterpiece. It is borderline one of the best science fiction films I may have ever seen.
What, top 10? Would you put in your top 5 sequels of all time?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I got to qualify that. I love the original, and I grew to love the original. When I saw the first Blade Runner, I had one of those collector magazines for the movie. And that was before I saw the film.
There used to be so few sci-fi movies that when a sci-fi movie came out, you were so excited.
And I was, as a kid, so into Star Wars.
So to see
Harrison Ford on the cover and that original poster was so iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the movie and as a kid, like, not getting it. And my dad really loved it. And so throughout the years, I've grown to love the original Blade Runner. And was a little apprehensive when I heard they were going to do a sequel. But watched it last night, went to the 7 o'clock showing, and it is an absolutely stunning film. The one thing I'll say many things when we have time to talk about it later on is that any other movie like this I probably wouldn't enjoy. And what I mean by that is I don't want to say it's artsy. It is long. It is very much sort of in the same vibe as the first one. It's not some amped up, elevated version of Blade Runner for the action crowd, you know, quick shot, you know, sort of Transformers world. This is very much a sequel to the original. The storyline is great. The threads through both movies are fantastic. And I cannot say anything bad about the movie. It is just that good. You guys know, I've been talking about it all morning long, and I want to immediately get back into the theater and enjoy it again.
Yeah, it's rare for you to do something on a weeknight by choice,
right?
That you're not like obligated to do.
Sure.
So when you told me that you bought tickets for Thursday night, I was surprised.
Yeah,
I didn't know that this movie sort of crossed that threshold.
Star Wars is the only other one,
right?
Yep.
I feel like there's not even a Marvel movie, which you love.
Nope.
The Marvel movies, I don't think you'd go on a Thursday night.
Nope.
I was surprised.
Nope.
And I'm excited to hear that you enjoyed it as much. I mean, I Blade Runner, the original, I haven't seen it in forever. It's never been one of those movies that I hold in any like special regard. Mm-hmm. It was good. I remember liking it. I know a lot of people like it, but it's never really been like that something real special to me. I need to rewatch it again, and I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
It's a movie, the original, is a movie that, and I think Brian mentioned this a little bit earlier this morning, when you go back and watch it, if you haven't seen it in a while, you kind of forget that that movie is kind of slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are some parts that really are like, all right, let's get to some Blade Running.
Yeah. It's film noir. It's, you know, I don't want to say a slog, but
So your comments earlier leading me to believe that this is very much in that same genre.
Right.
That it slowly builds, but it's good.
The thing about the movie is that it's pacing wise, it's very much, it's long. It's about 45 minutes longer than the original. Pacing is about the same. Visually, though, every single shot is like you're looking at a piece of art. And I'll make one more comment, and then you guys can go. And I mentioned this to Drew earlier. I loved The Force Awakens, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love that movie. Really do. One of my favorite Star Wars movies ever. Blade Runner 2049 is, however, what The Force Awakens should have been.
Oh.
To the original trilogy, and what I'm praying The Last Jedi is.
Oh.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it like, because The Force Awakens had that rehash element, had to reset.
Sure.
This didn't do that. This just said, we're getting back into this world 30 years later on, and you immediately buy, yep, this is the Blade Runner world 30 years down the road.
How do you think it would play to somebody who's never seen Blade Runner?
I wanted to ask that question because I've never seen Blade Runner.
Right.
And I was wondering if it would, I don't know, like if I would be able to appreciate the movie just as much or maybe as much, but in a different way if I were to go see Blade Runner 2049 without seeing the original.
You don't need to see the original. I think that people will still very much appreciate it, especially just from a cinematographer and every single actor in the film. Every time they're on screen, you just want to watch them. They're so good. Not seeing the original is not going to give you the emotional impact of some very key moments in the film.
Sure.
As a fan of the original, there are moments in the film where you're like, there are some gasp moments. I think I audibly gasped in a couple moments. You're not going to get that if you don't see the original, but you don't have to see the original to know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, so it's not all origami unicorns.
Right. Right, exactly.
Which, if you haven't seen Blade Runner, makes no sense.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So beyond Blade Runner, there's actually two other movies coming out. The Mountain Between Us and My Little Pony.
The Mountain Between Us sounds like Game of Thrones porn.
That mountain.
Gross. He's
no.
Sam, do you have a synopsis?
You're all verklempt?
I'm so happy you asked.
Because that actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I do. Stranded on a mountain after a tragic plane crash, two strangers must work together to endure the extreme elements of the remote snow-covered terrain. Realizing that help is not on the way, they embark on a perilous journey across hundreds of miles of wilderness, pushing each other to survive and discovering their inner strength.
That's the weirdest My Little Pony plot I've ever heard. Did not expect that.
What most of you don't know is A Mountain Between Us is actually the sequel to Alive.
Oh, yeah. Good movie.
That is a good movie.
That's a good movie. I'm not a big survivalist movie fan in general. I find them just unpleasant.
They're so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they're good. I'm not saying that the Gray is like good, but also like, man, that was a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. They can be a bit of a slog.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking of The Revenant.
Yeah, where you're just like watching somebody try to melt snow to drink or whatever. It's like, well, this looks really unpleasant.
It's tough while I'm drinking my 64 ounce soda.
Right.
And eating my salty
popcorn. Oh, man, I got to go get a popcorn refill.
I guess I'll just
I'm going to miss some more crawling through the snow.
Ooh, I wonder if anybody ever watches those and is like, I'm just going to pee into my soda cup like Leo. I'm going to make do. I'm not going to get up and go to the bathroom.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
I might have done that at a concert once when I was younger. It doesn't work out very well.
I'm kind of curious about it because, like, I'm looking at like screen caps from this movie from The Mountain Between Us, and there's pictures of them with yellow labs. I thought they were in a plane crash. Where did they get the dogs?
They found the dogs from Snow Dogs.
Looking at so right now, My Little Pony is fresher than The Mountain Between Us. So My Little Pony's sitting at 68%. Mountain Between Us is sitting at 51%.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you go into seeing My Little Pony, and you know what you're getting.
The bronies are going to bring that movie up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the bronies. What a weird... I try to not be a judgmental person. Enjoy what you want, but the brony thing does weird me out.
True fact, we were once told, maybe they're listening, that we had a fan fiction written about our show in the My Little Pony universe. Do you remember that?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember that.
Shout out to that guy.
I'd forgotten.
Yeah. I had blocked it out of my mind.
Yeah. Repressed memory more than forgetting.
Now all of a sudden, all those feelings are rushing back.
I wear that as a badge of honor and success, people.
Wait. Do I get in it?
Maybe. I don't know. Nick,
can I come?
Maybe. I've never read
You're actually too little to be a little pony.
No.
It's a real irony here.
My Little Legislator.
That should be the title of your memoir.
No.
Yes. You know what? No, actually, Nick, I take it back. That's going to be the title of my memoir. My Little Legislator.
My Little Reppy.
I'm just here to help.
To your point about the ratings, though, there are only about 20 reviews for My Little Pony, whereas there are over 80 for The Mountain Between Us. So, but you're right. My Little Pony is getting more positive reviews by percentage than the Mountain Between Us.
The categories that My Little Pony is in is drama fantasy.
Drama. didn't Naomi Watts just survive a tsunami in a movie like a year ago? Now she's got to crawl through a snowy mountain? Remember she was in that?
No, Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. And Idris Elba.
Oh, I thought it was Idris Elba. I thought it was Naomi Watts.
No, it's Kate Winslet.
Look at check out the cast for My Little Pony real quick, though. Emily Blunt.
See ya.
Somebody's got weekend plans.
Kristen Chenoweth.
She's so annoying.
Oh, I think she's adorable.
Oh, she wants me to like throw her. Myself out of a window.
Michael Pena.
Oh, he's great.
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah.
And some other people I've never heard of.
Zoe Saldana.
She's not listed here.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You got Emily Blunt. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana. There it is.
The singer.
Tate Mountain Between Us. I feel bad for that movie now.
How do you pronounce this? The singer. Her name is Sia.
Sia.
Okay.
Sia.
Yeah. I always say Sia.
Tay Diggs. He's good. Uzo Aduba from Orange Is the New Black. She's Crazy Eyes.
You know they're all playing ponies, right?
I'm just saying. It's a pretty impressive cast that they've lined up for this.
But that pony.
For this genre film.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder if in communist countries it's called Our Little Pony.
Everybody gets a little pony.
There is no ownership.
We all share one little pony.
Does Crazy Eyes from Orange Is the New Black, does she play a pony that was just kicked in the face by another pony?
She's a Queen.
Those eyes are all being
Queen Novo.
Queen Novo.
Yes.
I don't know anything.
Just Google Queen Novo.
Yeah. Or don't, because some weird pictures might come up.
Yeah
probably.
You'll get some interesting fan fiction.
Yeah, she plays the queen of the My Little Pony world.
Good I like
her.
It.
Yeah, good for
it's
her.
A feudalist,
good
for it's her. A feudalist society among ponies?
Right?
That's kind of weird. Why do they have a queen?
I heard somebody argue on a movie show. They were talking about this movie when they were talking about the TV show, and the person was like legitimately going, hey, My Little Pony show is really good.
Have you heard the same thing?
It's so weird. All right.
I've heard the same thing.
It actually is pretty good.
Yeah. My niece used to watch Powerpuff Girls, and, you know, she'd be on. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls is kind of funny.
There's a kitschiness about that, though.
My kids were little, that was one of their favorite shows. And as a parent, you know, when your kids have a favorite show, it becomes a show you see a million times regardless. And I was always happy when they said it on Powerpuff Girls because that show had a good sense of humor.
Yep.
And it was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
So DVD. I'll defend Powerpuff Girls to the end.
Clearly. I'm seeing that.
DVD and Blu-ray releases this week. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh.
The Book of Henry, aka the movie that lost the director.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Those movies are crimes against people.
I'll mention, look, I want to talk Book of Henry, but I'll mention Pirates of the Caribbean. It's funny because I actually really enjoyed it when I saw it in the theater. And then suddenly when I realized the Blu-ray came out, I went, yeah, I don't really have a desire to see it again.
Wow.
Which is pretty. Yeah, it just that movie didn't stick with me, and I'm one of the few. Two and three, and this one I enjoyed, but I just really didn't have any.
Did you like four?
Desire to go back and watch? I did not like four.
Okay,
I did not like four at all. I tried to do four again, and the opening scene it just bored me. Book of Henry was Colin Trevorrow. Mm-hmm. It was his little pet project, and it lost him Star Wars Episode IX. I mean, that's one of the reasons why.
That and him being a jerk, apparently.
Did you see it?
No, I read the description and I was like instantly put off.
Yeah.
I mean it's a terrible idea.
Well, and then when it got all the horrible reviews, he doubled down and did the audience just didn't get it kind of deal. And come on.
I hated Jurassic World and I did not like I thought Safety Not Guaranteed was a kind of a fun idea that was stupid.
Oh wow, okay. See, I actually enjoyed Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah,
that was the best of his movies that I've seen.
But and I do like Jurassic World.
I hated Jurassic World.
I saw this latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie in the theater, and I literally remember nothing about it.
Yeah, they're all the same. They're chasing after some MacGuffin. Oh, it's the Barnacle Bill's lost conch horn, and we've got to find it to blow it so the magical waterfall can come up or something. Nothing. Let's just run from action set piece to action set piece in pursuit of some MacGuffin that's meaningless.
Yep. What they're in pursuit I gave up on the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise after the first one.
I loved the first one, by the way.
It was good.
The first one was really fun.
I tried to watch the second one, and I was bored, and I've never gone back.
I will never give up on Pirates. I love that. I love all of them.
It continues to make money for them.
Yeah.
So they're going to continue to take really terrible, quickly done scripts that they can just churn out, put it in the Hollywood money machine.
Pretty soon it's just going to be an amalgamation of like all the previous movies, just clips all cut together.
I think
nobody
you could
do a new one.
Nobody will be able to tell.
No one will notice.
I actually think you could do that and make people be like, is this new? It feels new.
That's actually what this last one was. You don't know.
You know they're making another Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but I could tell
you. I thought that they were done with them.
You could. I can tell you which. You can show me any one of those movies, and I'll be like, "Oh, that's four. Oh, that's five. Oh, that's six."
Are you not? Well, they're doing a spinoff.
Yeah,
they're doing Statham and The Rock.
I was looking at upcoming movies,
right?
And I saw Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be 2020 or 2021.
Good.
For 9?
Nine was supposed to come out in 2019, and they bumped it for the Statham Rock spinoff.
Right. Okay, I got you. Yeah. That isn't surprising. Those movies are making so much bank.
They're so fun.
Oh, and they're bringing back And then they're also bringing back
Han?
Lee, the director.
Oh.
They're going back two movies to get the other director.
James Wan. We did a fine job there. Starting with 5, I think those movies are a delight. It's weird to say that, but it's
Got through them, did you?
No.
But
did you start them?
I watched the first one.
You got to watch the new ones.
I know.
Really, start with 5. I'm telling you, start with 5 because when you watch it, you're like, wow, this is a completely different genre than the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 2 kind of sucks. 3's okay, but it's kind of throwaway. 4's fine. But it's 5 where they really
start
hit the
sweet spot. I'll watch 5 this weekend.
Watch 5. I think you'll like 5. Right. It's G.I. Joe cartoon for grown-ups.
All right. I'll watch 5.
Movies out this week. 10 years ago, Michael Clayton and The Good Night.
Yeah, I got nothing because I haven't seen either of those.
Oh, Michael Clayton is good.
That's George Clooney, right?
Yeah. It's a really good, it's like a movie they don't really make anymore. It's just like a grown-up movie with, it's got, some action and some intrigue. But it's just for adults. You know, I mean, it's
not for me, is what you're saying.
No, you would like. No, you like.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No, because it's not it's not artsy or anything. It's just a really good. It's Tony Gilroy who did the Bourne movies.
Oh, in Rogue One.
Yeah.
He rescued Rogue One.
And his brother is Dan Gilroy who did Nightcrawler.
That's right. That's
I like those I Gilroy guys. So I'm telling you, Michael Clayton is really good.
All right, true.
I'm with you, John. I've not seen either of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither have I.
Is Goodnight, is that the one with Heath Ledger?
No, that's The Knight's Tale.
That's Knight's Tale. Which one is? Do you have a synopsis, Andy?
I do. there's also
Nick. You've made her so happy today. That's the second synopsis you've asked for.
So
John, I
asked for the first one.
The first one. I'm sorry.
So in this movie, you've got Gwyneth Paltrow, Penelope Cruz, Martin Freeman, Danny DeVito. Gary, a musician, is trapped in an unhappy relationship with his live-in lover, Dora. He becomes enthralled with a beautiful seductress who enters his dreams and tries to control his dream state so that he can spend more and more time with her. When Gary sees his mystery woman's face on a bus billboard, he discovers she is real and fate brings him an opportunity to meet her.
That sounds weird.
Sounds dumb.
It must be bad if it has all those actors in it and none of us have ever heard of it.
Yeah.
That's the worst sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds super, super dumb. Also, fun fact, in the same exact categories as the My Little Pony movie. Fantasy drama. I think
there's very few good Gwyneth Paltrow movies, if you think about it. She's been in a lot of famous movies.
Yeah.
And she's been in a couple really good, 7, you know?
7 is good. Shakespeare in Love's pretty decent.
It's all right. Overrated, but okay.
Overrated.
Iron Man, you know?
Yeah, she's the worst part of those movies, though, and she ruins Iron Man 3. All the stupid stuff with her becoming a superhero at the end of Iron Man 3 is the worst part of that.
Do you think they're going to follow up?
No, I like that.
Do you think they're going to follow up on that and give her own thing?
No,
God, I hope
not.
I don't think so either.
I'm not a huge fan of hers. I mean, she's always just
she's
kind
just
of
benign.
She's kind of there.
Just generic blonde chick.
She's one of the. I try very hard to separate actors and actresses off camera lives with whether or not I can appreciate their on camera work. She makes it very difficult.
She does.
She makes it very difficult to do that. That whole goop line that she does.
Yeah. Selling her weird vagina stones.
Yes, it's the most pretentious nonsense bullcrap.
The bedazzler.
They'll go on the inside, not the outside.
No, Brian's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. She sells things that you're supposed
to. Stop. Nope, just stop.
And then
just stop. Just stop, please.
Because it's good. I don't know why. We should start calling her The Rock.
There's a Goop magazine now, right? Because apparently Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't realize that magazines are dying. So she started a new one. So I was poking around in Barnes & Noble the other day and looking in the magazine section. I was like, oh my God, I got to see this. Pick it up. And sure enough, the whole opening thing is Gwyneth Paltrow talking about how magazines, when I was little, magazines were my escape. And I could go to any land, like the land of imagination through magazines or something. And that's why she wanted to start start a new one. But the very first article was like this 10-page thing of the heat, you know, all the properties of all these crystals and stones and what they do for you.
Oh, and, you super know, cuckoo bird stuff.
Yeah, fall asleep grasping this one in your hand and you will wake up feeling more refreshed and energized, and all this complete homeopathic nonsense.
Okay, so what you're saying is keep that magazine away from my wife.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Otherwise, John's going to be covered in stones.
My children will be, though. They'll be walking around. I got them in their shoes.
Does she do the essential oils thing? I got a friend who's like all in on the essential oils.
No.
Don't point your fingers at me.
You like the essential oils.
I like the smell of them.
Yeah.
I'm
not like, essential oils magic. I just like how they smell.
I didn't say that. I was just like, you like them.
Finger pointing.
I'll give them credit where credit is due on this, but it's not essential oils. It is hemp oil in our household.
Mm.
And they
probably have some of that.
They put hemp oil on like everything.
Why?
And it's got magical powers, apparently.
Hey, I agree.
But Logan's 15. He uses it for his acne in his face.
Yeah.
It works.
What?
Every night before he goes to bed, he's putting hemp oil on there, you know?
Look, to be fair,
I know this isn't a skincare show, but any kind of oil that you put on your face actually is usually going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that some essential oils have some
properties agree.
That are good for some things.
Yes. Can we talk about a movie?
Romancing the Stone.
Ooh, Greta Paltrow callback. Nice job.
I'm glad you asked, Nick, because we have another category.
Thank God.
It's not going to help.
Movies out this week, 20 years ago, just one, Washington Square.
That's it.
Wow.
Okay. What the heck is that? So anyway, I'm sure that some essential oils.
There you go, Nick. No.
Do you have a synopsis?
It didn't come up when I searched for it.
Wow.
Yeah, there was like nothing.
I think it's based on an old literary. It's a novel, I think.
Yes. So a wealthy man distrusts the motives of a dashing suitor. Courting his. I have to start over. A wealthy man distrusts the motives of a dashing suitor courting his plain, sheltered daughter in 1850s New York.
Oh, God.
There's nothing. This is like hearing a movie's about a plain daughter to make you want to go see it.
Plain show. I know. Why would they
in
describe her that way?
Yeah.
Why would they describe her that way? You have Maggie Smith, Jennifer Jason Lee, Albert Finney.
She plays the plain to beautiful role really well. Wasn't she in one of those?
Oh,
she's the one kind of teen movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Jennifer Garner's in it too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, she's got a weird forehead.
She does have a weird forehead.
She has the weirdest lips. Jennifer Garner is the weirdest looking person that people consider super attractive. Her features don't match.
I agree. Yeah,
she's like a Mr. Potato Head parts with all the different parts mixed up.
I'm okay with that. So is, Ocean's 3 and, she was also in, Ellen Barkin. Ellen Barkin looks like she had her face taken apart and then put back together again.
Well, she didn't used to, though.
She was still attractive.
I think there's a little injection there.
We only have just a few minutes left. This weekend, New York Comic Con is going on right now. And so we're getting a batch of trailers this weekend. I saw they actually showed the Pacific Rim 2 trailer in front of Blade Runner last night. It looked really good. Nice. Not like the first movie.
I did too. Yeah. It's like they said, hey, there's robots are going to punch monsters. And then it happened and people complained.
Yeah.
What?
This looks like a lot of fun. But we are getting a new Justice League trailer on Sunday, which is going to be interesting because we're going to see sort of the Joss Whedon effect. Because everything that we've seen prior has all been Zack Snyder trailers, so we're going to be able to see what Joss Whedon may have done with Justice League since he basically took over directing it. And then Monday, Last Jedi trailer, and tickets go on sale. I can't wait.
Is this the first, non-teaser trailer, like straight trailer?
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, all we've had is that one teaser, which showed
Luke
nothing. That showed like
Luke and Rey thing.
Yeah, that showed like nothing, so I'm excited. Very excited.
I think it's going to be good. No, I'm looking forward to this Star Wars more than I was the last one, I think. I'm just really hoping they step outside of the rehash, too.
I think everybody that's seen it said it's going to be divisive.
Yeah, it feels like they got all the rehash. They checked all the check boxes in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like that. So I think that I'm really looking forward to not just the trailer, but see where the movie goes.
Everybody go see Blade Runner.
Everybody go see Blade Runner. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is TCNT Movie Talk right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. We do this every week, so tune in again next week.
That's true.
through.